The Massachusetts Commissioner of Agriculture toured three farms in Berkshire County Wednesday to see how the region's farm-to-table community and economy have been growing. The Berkshire Grown organization hosted three farm tours for the state's Commissioner of Agriculture, John LeBeau, and members of the State Department of Agricultural Resources on Wednesday. The visit came at the peak of the tourist season, where most days, somewhere in Berkshire County, there's a farmer's market bringing fresh produce to the community. Square Root Farms' Michael Gallagher says sometimes it's hard to get the state government's attention so far from Beacon Hill.
We're sort of in the corner between, you know, New York and Vermont, and it's not a lot of times, you know, not very often that we get the attention from Boston and have people out here to really understand what's going on out here.
LeBeau says farms employ 28,000 in the state, not counting all the jobs needed in processing produce. Farms in the Berkshires account for 11.8% of all of the state's farmland. LeBeau says the economy also preserves land and provides nutritious food for families.
I think folks could take a moment and imagine what it would be like if there were no farms around here. And those familiar farms they drive by were now fully developed land, and how that would affect their quality of life.
A pioneer in the region, Berkshire Grown started 20 years ago at the dawn of the modern farm-to-table movement. Executive Director Barbara Zoitlin says the group helps farms, restaurants, grocers, and the community work together. She says agriculture is the region's most important industry.
Creating links between people in the community who live here,
she says, pointing at the farmers laying out a stand full of fresh cucumbers, tomatoes, heads of lettuce, and cabbage.
And all of us, we need food or we don't live.
Zoitlin says Massachusetts has some of the highest rates of farmers who sell directly to the community through farmers markets, farm stands, or community-supported agriculture programs, which residents pay into earlier in the year to get a piece during harvest time.
We actually cut out the middleman if we buy directly from a farmer, and that helps us sustain local agriculture.
Farmers say access to regulated farmland and marketing their products continue to pose challenges in Berkshire County. The state budget allocates $300,000 to buy local food from across the state next year. The state offers services and grant funding to organizations like Berkshire Grown. The next round of funding has not been announced. Last year, the region received $30,000.
One of the things I've learned today, and that I admit I wasn't aware of, was seemingly strong desire to get some type of either animal slaughter facility or some kind of transfer facility out here.
Another area that will see a lot of attention soon is the question of how farmers can start selling hemp. The State Cannabis Control Commission will handle marijuana, now legal in Massachusetts and predicted to be at least a $1 billion industry. Reporting from WAMC News' Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.